with WXPR News. I'm Ken Kroll. A Merrill man will spend 18 years in a federal prison, and his wife was given a 10-year sentence Thursday. Joel Helding and Valerie Flores Helding entered guilty pleas last summer to charges they intended to sell almost 300 pounds of marijuana found in their possession. The two were in separate vehicles on Interstate 94 when they were arrested after a chase in January. The marijuana reportedly came from California. And the DNR has relocated a moose, which was spotted wandering through yards in Clark County last month. A woman in the town of Warden has reported the unwelcome visitor was eating her trees and watching her cows. The DNR says some bull moose was rescued. The same bull moose was rescued 3 years ago after it got entangled with some wires. The relocation was necessary when the large animal showed aggressive behavior on some farms near Fairchild and injured a horse. This week is Fire Prevention Week, and a group hoping everyone learns the three L's: learn, look, and listen. National Fire Protection Association spokesperson Susan McKelvey says her theme is Be Aware, Fire Can Happen Anywhere. She says they're focusing on fire prevention at home, which is where the greatest chance of fire can occur. Oddly enough, she says people feel the safest there. She says look around your home for the places where fire is most likely to occur. This week is Fire Prevention Week, and a group is hoping everyone learns the three L's: look, learn, listen. National Fire Protection Association spokesperson Susan McKelvey says their theme is Be Aware, Fire Can Happen Anywhere. She says they're focusing on fire prevention at home, which is where the greatest chance of fire can occur. Oddly enough, she says people feel the safest there. She says look around your home for the places where fire is most likely to occur.
Cooking is a leading cause of home fires, and unattended cooking is a leading cause of those cooking fires. So we want to make sure people stay with the food that they're cooking in the kitchen. And then also make sure that those areas are clear of clutter. You know, you want to make sure that oven mitts or towels are all far away from the area where you're cooking.
Heating is the second leading cause of home fires. She says make sure items are away from heating sources. Fireplaces and portable heaters can provide a spark or heat source that could start a blaze. She says clean and inspect the heaters.
Your smoke alarms are in good working order. They are tested monthly, and that you know what to do when the smoke alarm sounds. Because the truth is, today's homes burn faster than ever. You may have as little as 2 to 3 minutes from the time the smoke alarm sounds to get out safely. So you need to use that time wisely, which means you need to make sure that everyone in your family knows 2 exits from every room in the home, knows to get outside immediately, to have a meeting place where everyone will meet upon exiting, and to never, ever go back inside a burning building.
More information is at firepreventionweek.org or the National Fire Protection Association. Outdoor farmers markets are closing for the year, but the YMCA of the North Woods is opening their market soon, and vendors are still being sought. The YMCA's Marilyn Duschel says the Y's indoor farmers market opens Saturday, October 20th from 9 a.m. until noon. The market will run through the winter, she says, as long as vendors have products to sell. Duschel says they have some vendors committed to being there, but they're still looking for more.
But I'm really looking for other vendors that might be interested. Our rules are basically that they have to be grown or produced here in the area. Obviously, we allow for preserving, such as jams and jellies, as long as the fruits and vegetables and so forth were locally grown. So we are looking for more locally grown.
She says they would like to see an apple vendor join the list, but they don't accept craft vendors. It's $10 for each vendor, and the vendors don't need to commit for the entire winter. She says many vendors run out of product to sell and are finished at that point. Duschel says if you have questions or would like to become a vendor, call her at the YMCA, 715-362-9622, extension 118. And open government groups say the public should be outraged over a Racine County judge's decision to hold a county alderwoman in contempt of court. Tramell Gomes has more.
Open government groups say the public should be outraged over a Racine County judge's decision to hold a county alderwoman in contempt of court. Sandy Wedner was found in contempt by Judge Eugene Gashakevich for discussing a sealed court case with reporters from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and the Associated Press. Wedner is locked in a dispute with the city attorney, who declared any communication coming out of his office were confidential under attorney-client privilege. The attorney claims Wedner's sharing of their email communication with her constituents violated that privilege. Bill Leaders with the Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council says the judge's decision to seal the open records case is wrong, and that his suggestion of a $1,000 fine each day Wedner spoke to the public about the case is outrageous.
Now, this isn't the Pentagon Papers here. This is communications between citizens of Racine and their other people. That's what it's about. And this judge has gone full secret in terms of trying to clamp a lid on the public's ability to know what's happening.
Wedner admitted that it was serious to defy a judge's order, and she thought the sanctions were fair. The judge is requesting she pay the city's attorney's fee instead of the $15,000 fine requested by the attorney. I'm Tramel Gomes.
And the forecast for this afternoon, gradually becoming sunny with a high near 37. Tonight, frost, clear, low 27. Saturday, partly sunny, high near 48. Sunday, partly sunny, high near 41. Call in your pledge of support right now at 362-6000 for Crossroads Cafe and all the fine programs. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Krall.